This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. One of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's top lawyers says the government's corruption case is built on, quote, bad information and out-and-out lies. In long-awaited opening statements, Madigan's attorney, Thomas Breen, told jurors yesterday the blockbuster case the prosecutors have built against Madigan is destined to fall apart. Here's what Breen said, quote, the description they gave you of a guy who's wheeling and dealing, committing extortion and bribery, is not who Michael Madigan is. While Breen was making that case, Madigan seemed to make eye contact with the newly impaneled jury. In the jammed courtroom, Madigan also had a cast of silent supporters. His wife of nearly 50 years, Shirley, and their daughter, former four-term Democratic Attorney General Lisa Madigan, took in the proceedings from the front row. A national civil rights group has written to Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson about police officers with extremist connections. A year ago, WBEZ and the Sun-Times identified active duty cops who had signed up for the extremist Oath Keepers. Yesterday, the Color of Change civil rights group called on Johnson to fire those officers, despite an internal investigation which ended with no punishment for any of them. Michael Collins is with Color of Change.
Whatever's happened internally has not worked.
The letter to Johnson also was signed by 14 local activist groups, 3 city council members, and 7 police district council members. The Massey Commission is calling for an outside review of the Sangamon County Sheriff's Department's hiring and disciplinary processes. The commission was created by the county board after the fatal shooting of Sonia Massey in July by former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson. The full body had their first meeting last night. Joanne Johnson is a co-chair and a former member of law enforcement.
I want to get to the why. I want to find out, with the help of my commissioners and the participants that will be in the work groups, why does this continue to happen? Why?
The commission will send a request to the U.S. Department of Justice, the State Attorney General, and State Police to conduct the review. Commissioners will also lead 4 working groups on topics like mental health services and cultural competency for law enforcement. Some Chicago area landlords may be using an algorithm to sidestep competition and artificially raise rents, according to allegations in a federal antitrust lawsuit. RealPage is a software company that makes a rent-setting algorithm. The U.S. Justice Department alleges RealPage is facilitating illegal collusion among landlords to drive up rents. Here's U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland at an August press conference.
When the Sherman Act was passed, an anti-competitive scheme might have looked like robber barons shaking hands at a secret meeting. Today, it looks like landlords using mathematical algorithms to align their rents.
RealPage's data shows an estimated 70,000 rental units in the Chicago metro area were priced with their algorithm. Some more things you should know today. One of 2 men believed to be the longest wrongfully incarcerated persons in Illinois history is planning to file a federal lawsuit today. 20-year-old Jimmy Soto and his 18-year-old cousin David Ayala were convicted in a 1981 double murder in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood. They argued they'd been convicted based on coerced witness testimonies. Last December, after 42 years behind bars, Cook County prosecutors dropped the charges. Today, Soto's attorneys say they're suing dozens of Chicago cops, 3 Cook County prosecutors, the county, and the city. The move to a unified homeless shelter system for Chicago is raising concerns there will be fewer beds available. Starting next year, the city will combine the 2 separate systems for asylum seekers and residents experiencing homelessness. The city will have fewer beds overall under the new system, with 6,800 available. Alderperson Andre Vasquez praised the move to 1 unified system, but says he's worried people may end up on the street in the winter. City officials say the number of beds they can provide is limited by budget constraints. A program that allows Chicagoans to report other drivers for blocking bike or bus lanes, prompting an administrative hearing, could soon come to fruition. A key panel passed the citywide pilot program yesterday, but it still needs full council approval. Under the new program, residents would submit photos of violations to 311. Residential cars would get two warnings before an administrative hearing, while a violation from a commercial vehicle would prompt an administrative hearing immediately. A judge would then decide whether to issue a fine of up to $250. Today's weather, there will be a mix of clouds and sunshine and a possible chance of rain. The high will reach the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high in the low 60s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.